I'm glad to be here this morning to be part of this 120-year celebration, and I couldn't miss it for the world. So I've made it, and it's great to be here. My mother has warned me, Valerie, that I have to stick to time, because he says, you never give an African a microphone, he'll keep on talking. So I'll try, I've promised to behave, so I'll try to behave. Now I know that we have children in our midst, and the staff I'll go into, probably the children will feel a bit bored. I'd like all of us to stand and sing a song with the children, and don't be shy. We'll sing together. Children stand, and adults stand, and grandparents and everybody. So you're going to sing as a father, as a grandfather, as a child, as an uncle, as an auntie. We sing together. And this song is, on a day like this, on a day like this, on a day like this, oh Lord, help me. It's just as simple as that. On a day like this, on a day like this, on a day like this, oh Lord, help me. Let's go again. On a day like this, on a day like this, on a day like this, oh Lord, help me. That's very good. Now we shall add some actions, okay? On a day like this, on a day like this, on a day like this, oh Lord, help me. And then we'll add another one. On a day like this, on a day like this, on a day like this, oh Lord, help me. On a day like this, woo, woo. On a day like this, on a day like this, oh Lord, help me. Woo, woo. On a day like this, woo, woo. On a day like this, woo, woo. On a day like this, oh Lord, help me. Woo, woo. On a day like this, on a day like this, woo, woo. On a day like this, oh Lord, help me. Woo, woo. On a day like this, woo, woo. Wow. On a day like this, woo, woo. Wow. On a day like this, oh Lord, help me. Woo, woo. Wow. Okay, let me take your seats. Years. And it's amazing, because I feel privileged to be part of the history of this 120 years. And it's God's grace and faithfulness that we can be part of this history. Now, as I said, we're doing something in Zambia that this church has commanded us to do, has recommended us to do, and we are serving the Lord there with all of you. And my wife was here about 2 years ago when she shared. She was here last week as well. And I'm going to show a video of what's happening in Zambia, so that you may just see and be encouraged of what the Lord is doing, because that also is part of the 120 years of the impact of Woodside in the global missions. Can you just have that? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to read verse 1. We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 3. Hebrews I'm reading from the NIV. The Bible says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. That is the writer of the Hebrews who writes these words. And in this chapter 12, he basically gives a metaphor of a race. Now, we do not know who the writer of the Hebrews, the book of Hebrews is, but we know that the writer's message is really great and impacts our lives. The verse we've read starts with therefore. Now, it starts with therefore, which means we have to go a little bit back to know what's therefore for. What is he talking about? He says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. So we are surrounded by this cloud of witnesses. Who are they? So we have to go back to chapter 11. Because in chapter 11, the writer of Hebrews actually starts by giving the definition of faith and the people who lived by faith. After he gives the definition, and he gives us a long list in chapter 11. He starts with Abel, who lived by faith. He goes to Enoch. He goes to Noah. He goes to Abraham and many others. He says, these people lived by faith. They served God. They dedicated their lives to serve God. And he says, therefore, we have these people who are a cloud of witnesses. And as we celebrate these 120 years, we have to look back because we are not starting this work today. There is a therefore there. There are some people who have been before, who have served God, who have been serving God before. And these people, actually, Abraham is part of it. Noah is part of it. He starts with Abel. In chapter 11, verse 4, this is what the Bible says. By faith, Abel through God, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteousness when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, Abel still speaks even though he is dead. And I like the way he phrases here. Abel is dead, but his life still. As we think of this celebration, there are those who have gone through, those who have been, those who have done things in the past, those who have served God. They are gone, but their lives speak to us as we remember them. And I've been thinking about this, and yesterday I was thinking about all these people who have gone before us, the people who have served God before us. Abraham, Paul, John. And not only in biblical times, but even in our times, people have served God, even in our church. I remember when I arrived here, there was a man called John Flair. John Flair would come here and make sure that all the maintenance is done properly. And John Flair is no more, but his life speaks to us. I couldn't stop thinking about John Dixon, the father to John, the Dixon there, Chris. And John was here. The man was passionately dedicated to this work. And on that morning when he went to play football, he collapsed. And he is normal. But his life speaks. I think of Roland Blackwell. Roland was our elder here. The man who would think through things that we call him the scientist. He was here to encourage us and to help us grow in the Lord. Roland is not here, but his life. Stop thinking about Kent Nelly. Even in his old age, he would walk and he would be here singing in front and make sure that he's worshiping with us and making us feel part of the family. Ken is not here, but his life speaks. And many others that I can't remember that have been part of his fellowship, they are not here. But the Bible says, they're a cloud of witness. They are there cheering us and saying, you also can do it. We have run a good race. We have finished the race. And it's up to you. Keep running. Keep running. And as I was thinking about them, I was thinking about, you know, when you go to the stadium and there are people, for some people are running or you're doing sports and some people are cheering in the crowd. You know how that just gives them morale. You know, if you're an Arsenal fan, it's even better. You know, I mean it. Because you go there and they reach, Crystal Palace, it's even better. So you're there and people are cheering you up. And these brothers, they are finished and they start there cheering. But you know the difference between those who have gone before, those who have cloud of witnesses in the scripture, and the spectators in football? There's a big difference. As you watch there, we do a lot of football ministry. We go to speak to our local football team, Zesco. We also go to speak to our national team, as Glow, to basically speak to them and preach to them. And I had to have a conversation with the coach of our national Zambia national team. And I said to him, Coach, would it be fun one day that when Barcelona is playing, we could go and watch on television together? He looked in my face and says, no, I can't watch football with you. I said, why, Coach? He says, the problem with you guys who don't understand football, you argue too much. I'm a coach, and when I'm trying to watch a game, I explain things, and they go like, no, but because you all think that you know, but you don't know anything. He says, when he goes to the football game as a coach, he has got a list of players, and as he sits on the bench, he says, all the spectators have got also the list of their own players. And if their players are not on that list, then my team is bad. And if I lose, they say, we told him. That's why, how can he put that one in? And then he says, if my team wins, they never come to me and say sorry. They just fold their papers and put in the pocket, and they say, our team. So he says, it's annoying. So I stick to my job because I know what I'm doing. And what is interesting about this cloud of witnesses we are talking about, they are not just spectators who don't know anything. They have walked the journey. They have run the race. They have been through. They have been part of this journey. And the other thing is that they haven't even gotten the prize yet. They are also waiting to get a prize. And their lives should be an encouragement to us as we think about the past 120 years. And then they write, the author of Hebrews again says, we're in chapter 12 there, he says, therefore, since there's a cloud of witness, therefore, he says, let us throw off everything that hinders us from this race. We are on this end. We are now running to another 120 years. We look behind, we see those who are encouraging us, and the writer says, let us remove anything that will hinder us from this race. And the world today is so complicated. And it's difficult to be a follower of Jesus in this world today. There are lots of things that easily entangle us and can hinder us from this race. And it's not going to get easy. But the writer says, put all those things away so that you may run properly. No one goes in a race with gang boots and all things and baskets and starts to run. You strip down, start running, and never quit. So he says, set away. And I love me think, what are some of the things that easily entangle us, the things that can hinder us, the things that can actually make us, our race become tough and fail us to, make us fail to run this race? We are in the media world today, and some of us are so addicted to our phones. I read a picture, it says status, no, WhatsApp, it says status, and then, WhatsApp, it then says, last seen 8 minutes ago, and then another one says, the Bible, last seen 8 months ago. And these are tools to help us in our world today, but they can become a god. We worship them. I mean, it says they are 10 of your phones. Some of us have no 10. I mean, it has become the god of this world. And the writer says, set apart the things that are so easily entangled. Maybe it's football. You're a great fan of all teams, and Jesus says, far there. I'm not saying football is bad. I like to watch and play football, but it can be a god. I know a friend of mine who is an elder in the church, he doesn't know how to recite John chapter 3, verse 16. He doesn't know how to recite it, but he knows all the players and their wives, probably their children. And he started to ask, how are the priorities? Maybe it's gone so materialistic. We put materials up and go to second. Set aside. Put God. That will help you to run this race. And then he says, run with perseverance. So basically, the writer is saying this race is not easy. You're not going to have it just easy. Run with perseverance. It's going to be tough. I don't know what you're going through your life today, but this life is not meant to be rosy all the way. We've got to pray for God to give us strength. If you're going through a tough time, it shall be well. The Lord is with you. Keep running. Maybe you feel alone. Keep running. The Lord is with you. I always hear stories when I come. That's the part of me that will never probably be Western. Many other things I've come to become part of the Western culture, but it's some things that I cannot, that cannot change about me. And part of it is the way we respond to suffering and troubles in life. Or my friends would say to me, you know what? My dad had cancer, so God doesn't love me. I'm leaving the faith. Or I'm not going to enjoy that because I am sick and I'm not, God doesn't exist. And I failed to grasp that. Why? Because in part of my world, when you are going through tough times, you run to Jesus. But it has come to seem as if we only expect good things from God. God has become our Santa Claus, basically. We are good people. Why should evil happen to us? God give us all the good things. If bad things happen, then you're not good God. That's Santa Claus, that's not God. Job says, from God, we expect good and trouble. But we keep running. When the going gets tough, the tough must get going. And then in the end, he says, set your eyes on Jesus. Because he has the trophy. He has been through the race. And is there with our trophy. And we keep running. Focusing on Jesus. And we run the race marked for us. We don't run other people's races. In the world today, everyone has to be like the same. We're made to be like, you know, I find it very difficult. Apparently, you know, I don't know, you have to forgive me. I'm a little bit disconnected with the whole political correctness that happens in the Western world. probably apparently you can't call me black, you know, because you have to know I'm not black, like we are the same. No, we're not. I'm black. And that has to be celebrated. We have to be different and move together. But it's like we have to, you know, it's like all of us put in the same box and move like that. No, all of us run our own race. Your race is not my race. And my race is not your race. What I'm going through is not what you're going through. But we're all running the race set for us. Today all the churches are trying to respond to what other churches are doing. What are we doing? What is West Croydon doing? Let's check so that we can also do it. What's West Wickham doing? Let's check so that we can do it. No. We run our race set for us. And we've been running to impact our community with local missions, football, mothers and toddlers. We've been doing that. But also we've been running the race to impact the world, to know that we're not just local, we are also global. There's a new word I've come to learn this month, and the word is glocal. We are both local and global. So we are glocal. As we impact the local communities, we impact the world. As we impact Woodside and Addiscombe and Norwood Junction, we also impact Chilabombwe, Calcutta, and Mufrila. You know those places? But we impact them through the work that we do. We are running this race. May the Lord be with us. May the Lord encourage us to run this race, focusing on Jesus. Amen.